Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Devil Wears Prada 2 is a guilty pleasure. We get to see how the other half lives, or, perhaps more accurately, how the other 1% lives. The Devil Wears Prada 2 returns us to the high-stakes world of high fashion in New York City and Milan. It's a world of runway fashion shows, glitzy museum fundraisers, champagne parties, slick skyscraper offices, and chauffeured limousines. The limousine that Amanda Priestley is chauffeured around in is a Mercedes Maybach S-Class. Its base price is $207,150. That's apparently before the 15% tariff. Yes, as we said, guilty pleasures. Speaking of that, the original cast of The Devil Wears Prada, released in 2006, is back. Meryl Streep as Miranda Priestley, editor of the fashion trend magazine Runway. Anne Hathaway as Andrea Andy Sachs, Miranda's assistant and now features editor of the magazine. Emily Blunt as Emily Charlton, who has become an executive at the fashion house Dior. And Stanley Tucci as Nigel, Miranda's assistant. The cast includes Kenneth Branagh, Justin Theroux, and Lucy Liu. There are cameos including those by Donatella Versace, Heidi Klum, and Lady Gaga, who performs a song. Returning from The Devil Wears Prada are David Frankel to direct the sequel and Aline Brosh McKenna to write the screenplay. This time around, the plot concerns the magazine getting in trouble for publishing an article about a fashion label beset with sweatshop allegations. And the magazine is in jeopardy because of the rise of social media and cell phone culture. Many of the scenes are edited rapidly. They are not much more than montages. The dialogue is rapid fire, making the plot difficult to understand. That may have been intentional. The plot is as paper thin as a fashion magazine. Meryl Streep is delightful as the imperious Amanda Priestley. You do not want to cross her path. Emily Blunt is hilarious with a drop-dead glare that can level mere mortals. Stanley Tucci is resplendent in dandy outfits and owl-framed glasses that emphasize his genteel, thin-lipped disdain. Anne Hathaway has the biggest role. It's a joy to watch her facial expressions from giddy to crestfallen to good sport. The Devil Wears Prada is one of the best titles ever for a novel and movie. The novel, published in 2003, was written by Lauren Weisberger, a Parkland High School graduate, class of 1995. After graduating from Cornell University, Weisberger worked for 10 months as an assistant to Anna Wintour, editor of Vogue magazine. It is said that The Devil Wears Prada is based on Weisberger's experiences at Vogue. The character of Amanda Priestley is said to have been inspired by Anna Wintour. The character of Andrea Andy Sachs is said to be based on Weisberger. The Devil Wears Prada 2 should be enjoyed by fans of Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci, and the original film and novel. The Devil Wears Prada 2 is MPA rated PG-13 for strong language and some suggestive references. Opening May 15, Obsession, MPA rated R. Curry Barker directs Michael Johnston, Cooper Tomlinson, and Haley Fitzgerald in the psychological thriller. After breaking the mysterious one-wish willow to win his crush's heart, a hopeless romantic finds himself getting exactly what he asks for, but soon discovers that some desires come at a dark, sinister price. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.